In sporting cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have broken the record for the highest IPL total for the second time this season by scoring 287 for 3 against world challengers Bengaluru. And in football, Chelsea have thrashed Everton 6-0 in the Premier League. The win moves them 3 points behind 6th place Newcastle with a game in hand. Oh. Everton remain just 2 points clear of the relegation zone.
I didn't see that. Was that on last night?
If you were watching it, don't lie.
Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ to the UAE. Chris Fade.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
It's a big intro here, guys.
Yep.
And Big Rossi.
I mean, I'm not at that level.
The biggest prizes.
You just won 50,000 euros!
With the biggest stars.
Hi, this is Ed Sheeran.
Dua Lipa.
Hi, this is Bibi Rexha.
Bassem Youssef.
This is actually my home version radio.
And the biggest hits. The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Oh, hello, Mom. Hello, Dad.
What does that have to do with Everton?
6-0.
It's not even funny. Like, you've waited. Like, you walked into the studio. I haven't mentioned it once. As soon as we go on the radio, plastic fan plays that. Ridiculous.
6-0. Are you even a team?
Just let's move on.
It's like you got a bunch of like 12-year-olds playing against these guys. 6-0.
I feel like Rossi will need a hug today.
6-0. Then you watch the game.
I turned off after 4-0.
Wait, was it at 11 o'clock last night, the game?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What? Just don't even go there. Don't even.
When
go
did
there.
They reach 4-0? Before halftime or after?
Yeah.
Before halftime, you were 4-0.
Regulated. Out of my regulated.
It's relegated.
What an idiot. He's a complete fool.
They're going to get relegated.
Can't even spell.
They're going to get relegated. Relegated.
This is regulated.
Yeah. Everton's going to lose. They're going to be out. They're going out the league. Russ has got no team. They're going out the league. They're getting relegated.
Going on strike today.
Oh man, they got demolished, but it was like 6-0.
It was like
6-0.
It was 4-0, and then I turned off, and then I thought I'll just check on my phone the score, and then it was 5-0, and I thought that is ridiculous. Surely it can't be any more than that. Woke up this morning 6-0, horrible.
I woke up this morning, and this is what I love about this show. I woke up this morning, about 10 people had messaged me the score.
Oh really?
And they said give it to Rossi. That made me just, and I was like, oh man.
You're not even a proper fan.
Sorry.
2 points from relegation now.
Relegated.
Luton.
We're fighting to get 2 points back anyway.
Because
we just got another 2 point deduction. So yes. we're fighting to get another 2 points
even
back.
Then, so just Luton's playing on Saturday.
Rossi,
and if they win,
just come to our side. Like,
we'll be fine.
We're so
every
good.
Year.
We're so good. Like, it's so nice.
It's like such a shame, though, that this corrupt Premier League is punishing Everton Football Club when we are only trying to do good things for the community by building a new stadium.
Yeah, no, they're cheats. And they're cheats.
Well, how are we cheats, though? Because we're in debt because we're buying a new stadium. Yeah. We're trying to do good for the city of Liverpool.
Yeah, you're cheating.
And this is how we're
you're
getting
cheating.
Repaid.
You're too much money. Rossi, remember.
Oh my God!
You'll never walk along with us. Come on to the Liverpool.
Like, who sings this song? This is a good song, Chris. Who sings it?
These are the pacemakers from memory. Yeah.
Who?
The pacemakers.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Are their hearts okay?
Yeah, they're okay. Well, we'll talk more about Everton's big loss and possibly being relegated throughout the show. I'm sorry, Ross. I have to.
Well, like, no, when Liverpool lose, I get to slip it in now and again, but we're doing a whole segment on it, are we?
Ross, it's a huge difference. It's a huge difference.
Why? Because you could have lost the league there by losing against Crystal Palace.
Okay,
so.
We'll fight about this later.
Right, whatever.
Liverpool's in third position, man.
You're not going to win the league.
Doesn't matter.
You are not going to win the league.
But next
there,
year,
I've said it.
Next year, we'll be in it.
Yeah, so will we.
You may not.
So will we.
What's the league under the Premier League? What would you be in?
The Championship.
You'll be in the Championship.
We won't. if that happens, I'm taking a week's sabbatical, a month's sabbatical.
A month's sabbatical? Get out of here.
A year, maybe even a year.
Get out of here.
It's my mental health.
Nah, go. I reckon you should go.
Yeah, you take, we can't have Rossi go.
Take a month off.
Yeah.
It is raining, it's pouring, Big Rossi snoring. Yeah. He bumped his head at the top of the bed, but he still came here in the morning. Well done, Ross. Well done.
I actually didn't think you'd come.
You just AI'd the nursery rhyme.
I did.
What is that?
How do you not know that nursery rhyme?
I know
rhyme?
It, yeah, but you just write me a nursery rhyme with Ross's name in it.
I just substituted old man for Big Rossi.
Let me see your phone.
It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. He bumped his head at the top of the head and couldn't get top of the bed and couldn't get up in the morning.
Whatever. Let's move on.
This is going to be such a fun show, guys.
Anyway, guys, take it easy on the roads. We've just driven in, obviously. There are definitely some flooded areas across the UAE. This is staying with us for the entire day.
Correct.
We're expecting it more storms tonight.
Yes.
More storms possibly tomorrow morning. Schools are obviously off. They're doing it from home. So just take it easy on the roads. Hopefully that will make it a little bit easier to drive through the country. We've got a big show lined up. We've got your pop quiz. Three times a show. 7:10, 8:10, 9:10. Let's get in on this right now. Our Morning Screamer segment is on.
Pick my hit.
That's right. Can you help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio? Give me a call. Let's go. 04-871-5544. Is this a song about Everton?
Like, it's just rubbish jokes. Like,
then kill to be
time.
Popular.
No, like, usually you'd say at the end of that, this is the song that Rossi wants to be. He wants to be popular. And now you've changed it to Everton. It's just like...
Rossi, why are you taking the bait? Why are you taking the bait?
We're live. It's Virgin. Hi, good morning, everybody.
My hits.
Who we got here? Oh, we got Charles. Hi, Charles.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Chris.
Did you organise this?
Wet morning it is, isn't it?
No, I haven't. I haven't organised anything to get Charles on. Charles is just going to help us choose the next song that gets played. But hey, Charles, you're an avid football fan, aren't you?
I am. I'm a Liverpool supporter, as you know.
Oh, Liverpool! Yeah, oh, man.
Rossi, don't take the bait. Just chill out.
I'm just biting my nails here.
I mean,
6-0, Charles. Everton loss.
6-0.
Like, what are we?
Oh, man. It's so good.
It is a sign that they should be relegated.
No,
you know what I mean?
Stop saying that.
No, but like if you're getting beat 6-0, like you're obviously not on par with the other teams.
Charles, what are your thoughts here?
Well, listen, I know Liverpool lost on Sunday and you know, it happened so rarely that Rossi needed to gloat about it.
He did.
Yep. Fair plays. But then to get battered 6-0, goodness me. Rossi, I gotta say one thing. I'm glad that when you took your kids to see their first game, they won. But normal service has now resumed.
Charles!
We'll see in the next game.
Normal service has resumed. It's so true, though.
No, it's not. The guy who scored like 4 goals against us is like a sensation. He's going to be amazing for England. Cole Palmer.
Yeah, Cole Palmer.
He's great.
Did well.
So, you know, that's my excuse.
All right. You keep bringing up those excuses.
Six is such a big number.
Yeah.
Stop.
It's like nearly a basketball game.
Nearly.
I mean, it's nearly as bad as getting beat by Crystal Palace, though.
Yeah, sure. Keep going. We are doing the Pick My Hit segment right now, Charles. Can you help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio? You're cool to do that, yeah?
You'll never walk alone.
Oh, yes. I should have chosen that.
You can if you want to take away how many points?
No, I lose a point, don't I?
You lose like 3. What did we say? How many points?
I don't
know.
Okay. I don't remember.
Look at Pretty trying to sprinkle it in, take the bait so she gets closer. Here we go. Nala, what song would you choose this morning? What do you want Charles to choose?
Charles, you and I are besties, so pick another bestie. It's Taylor Swift's Love Story.
All right. Why did you choose a song about Everton, Pretty?
I was just going to say, this is where Everton are on the Premier League table, and that's low. Full right now.
Why are you having a go now?
It was funny. Honestly, good job, Riggs. She hit the floor.
Shorty got low, 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 low. Rossi, another song related to Everton when they're relegated.
This is a perfect song for the rain, actually, and yeah, it's just a classic song. This is the acoustic version of Times Like These. Yeah. You'll see, guys.
Times like these, learn to live again. It's time.
times like these that your football club needs you, and I'm there for you, Everton.
Oh, Rossi.
Charles, come on, bro. You know what you want. Michael Jackson, want to be starting something. What a tune. Don't get
under. Perfect for the trouble caused to Charles, I think, coming on, starting something.
All right, brother. Which song? You got four to choose from. Which one do you want?
MJ All The Way, baby.
Oh, yeah. Charles, you're a legend, bro. You're a legend.
I'm not talking to you when I see you next, Charles, at rugby.
No,
sorry.
No, Rossi. If I could choose a song for you, it would be Cry Me A River.
Yeah. Oh! Charles is on Charles is on it.
Right.
See you, brother. God bless you and the kids and the fam bam. Talk.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You'll never walk alone. It's Virgin Radio. Turn this up. It is a wet Tuesday. Wanna be something, something. Vegetables. Does he say you're a vegetable?
No, he does not.
No.
That was the thing. They said, you're a vegetable.
Couch potato.
Michael Jackson, want to be starting something? Give me a point. Yeah. Let's pick my hits. Live on Virgin Radio 104.4 at 6:19. Hanging out on the Chris Fade Show. We got everyone here this morning. Good morning, Nala.
Good morning.
Good morning, pretty.
Hi, good morning.
Busmer in studio number 3. We got Rossi here. It is a wet one. There's a lot going on right now. So just take it easy on the road. It looks like, is it Dew that's out for us?
Yes.
So we've got no Wi-Fi in the whole building. Is that right?
Yep.
Wow, that's interesting. I don't know is that a whole city thing going on, or is it just our building?
It could, I don't know.
Is that what it is? I just thought some certain websites were blocked.
What are you trying to get on, Ross?
Football.
You know what I just got? I just got a message from Diwa.
Ooh.
Dear customer, your average water consumption for the account has increased 52% in the last 48 hours. Just check to investigate any internal leakage and take necessary action if required.
Was it laundry day?
I don't know. I haven't done laundry in a while.
Because
I get that message when it's laundry day.
Do you?
Yeah, sometimes,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
If I'm doing like a ton of laundry, I will get that message.
I was just thinking maybe because of the rain.
Are you doing the big show's laundry by any chance? Why? Because you haven't got that many clothes, surely.
I don't do laundry every day. I wait for it to accumulate and then I do it.
Right, okay.
Oh.
Also, why can't you just catch loads of water, Kristen, and use that?
What I'm wondering is if because of the rain, does it like go down a drain that then it thinks it's my water that I'm using or something
maybe.
Like that?
Also, this is going to be a big test for your new house.
No, we've gone through one of these storms.
Oh, you did, and it was fine.
Yeah, the first.
No, but you weren't living in it then. It's different.
No, but I went and checked it. So
yeah, but still.
When we had the big storm about, 2 months ago, we weren't living in our new home, but we drove past to check if there was any leaks, to tell the contractors. They did a good job.
Okay.
That's good. With regards to the leakage, check like the toilet hoses or anything like that.
Garden.
You know, if you leave it on, like, it can be a massive bill, obviously.
Well, I haven't got my first bill, so it's going to be interesting. It's like a...
Oh, should we play a game?
Oh, man, let's not.
Yeah, let's play the game.
I'm worried about this bill that I'm going to get for Diwa.
How much will Chris's first Diwa bill be?
You've got 15 AC units, is that correct?
27.
What?
Let's not play the game.
27?
Yeah, but it's meant to be like that.
Are you got them outside or something?
No, they're all no. There's individual units. The way that the guys have done the AC, it's a special way.
Ooh, anyway, it's a fancy way.
Anyway, I've got 20, and I've got the pool being heated and cooled and all that. That's what I'm worried about. That what's
does that affect
there.
Water? No,
I don't know. I don't know all these things.
All right, I'm going to go into my account anyway. I'm going to have a look now. You know, with the this is not a commercial for the D we're at, but what they do, which is so cool, if you're in Dubai, and I'm sure the other electricity companies do the same.
Like your Ras Al Khaimah and stuff.
Yeah. You can literally see hour by hour, day by day, your consumption.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. But there's a whole little graph there that you can... I look at it all the time now. I like it.
Yeah.
That's where I got in my life.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to make you feel so quite boring. Sick now, Chris. Because I imagine you're going to pay at least 5,000, maybe even 10 per month.
Well, we're going to see.
Get out of here.
I paid 1,300 the other day for my D-Wa.
All right, well, that's fine. I don't mind. Whatever happens, it happens. I'll be having a look, though, just to remember that Everton are going to get relegated. We're talking about Busma possibly sleeping over at Nala's house after the show. Why is that? Because you're going to want to go back to Sharjah if the rain's bad?
Yeah, I mean, it is already bad.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That was nice of you, Nala, to say you can come sleep over at our house.
Of course. Casa de Chile is open for everyone.
She's always trying to get us to sleep over
to
at her house.
To be fair, yes.
All of us.
She hasn't asked Rossi and
That's Kristen. When you were about to Airbnb, I told you Casa de Chile is open.
She did, actually. Yeah, we could all get in there. How many's in there at the moment?
Five.
Okay. There's five of you living. How many rooms have you guys got?
Two.
Wow, you're five of you living in a two-bedroom, and you're inviting us all over. That's very
it's
sweet.
Okay, I have a blowout, like, king-size bed. We can put it in a slumber party.
There's another show there. 627 gossip coming up next.
What celebrity couple was sleeping at Dubai Airport for a few hours?
Oh, I saw this. Yeah. This is weird. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nala, you were meant to go to Croatia.
Yes.
But then basically you put your passport in. The passport that you hold is?
A Turkish passport.
A Turkish passport. And I mean, I thought the Turkish passport would be okay going to Croatia.
We all thought the same.
Are you in the EU?
No, we're not.
And then so you had your passport for the last sort of month. They actually had your passport, the embassy, mm-hmm. which stopped you from traveling just last week. You were meant to travel to Qatar.
Yes.
You couldn't because they had your passport.
Yeah.
Because you thought you were getting your passport done, and it came back yesterday. It was rejected.
Yes.
Your visa's rejected.
Yes,
unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I don't think they give you a reason when you get rejected, do they? Like, you don't know a specific thing, do you?
No, they gave her a reason.
They gave me a reason.
Oh, what was the reason?
They're like, the justification of the reason you're traveling isn't clear.
What did you put?
Tourism. And, like, I had an itinerary, and I had hotel books and stuff, so...
Well, then, yeah. Mm. I mean, if someone wants to go, but like what more specific reason? If you want to explore a country, though, if you think about it, your reason is tourism.
Were you going with other friends?
Yes.
Maybe you should have listed it all. I don't know. Like, no, I'm just thinking
we
like maybe.
We applied as a group.
Did they all, did the others get through?
Everyone got rejected.
Oh, everyone got rejected. And what are their passports?
One is Egyptian. And then the other one, is also Egyptian. So two Egyptians.
So two Egyptians and a Turkish passport got rejected. Go to Croatia.
Yes.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Well, I'll go instead. My passport Australia will get that.
No, go. I just feel so bad. Like the whole process. Like, you know, even when Jeff he has an Indian passport and he has to apply sometimes. He has to get the itinerary, hotel bookings, all these things you have to prove, bank statements, this, that, and the other.
I know.
Such a process to go explore a different country.
If you have a good passport, you never even think about it. Like, Ross, you would have never thought about traveling anywhere and thinking to yourself, am I allowed to go in? Right?
Never.
Either do I. Pretty, you wouldn't either.
No.
You know, you go to UK, I go to Australia, you go to American. It's sad. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
When were you going to go?
Next week. So I was supposed to travel out Saturday and then stay the whole...
So you're going to be here. Are you working? Are you going to stay at... Like, are you still going to come back to work? Or are you going to take the week off and just stay here?
I'm going to take the week off because anyway, I have to finish up those 6 days that I have off.
Okay. Well, let's... Why don't we plan Nala's week off?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that sounds great. First thing we can do, Global Village, Croatia Pavilion.
I think it closes.
I think Global Village doesn't it close on Thursday with the Zara Larsson show?
Better get there quick. Yeah, better get there quick.
No, but why don't we? Let's do it on the show. Let's plan Nala's week.
Like,
let's
what
get her
can
some
she
hotel
do?
Stays.
Yes.
Let's do it.
No, we'll look it's after. Fine. I feel bad.
Where are your Egyptian friends? Do they live here?
Yes, they both live here. I just feel bad for my parents, honestly.
Why? Was it going to be like a girly trip?
Yes, it was going to be a girl trip.
Why your parents?
Because the Qatar trip was with their friends, and I ruined it because I wasn't in, and they wouldn't travel without me.
So that's their own fault. Don't feel bad. They should have just traveled on their own. Yeah. You're a big girl now.
Can you not apply for your Croatia individually? You know, a Croatian visa individually.
They did, but they applied like together, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it have helped if you just did it, you know, separately? No.
Doesn't matter. Still got rejected.
So we got to plan an epic girly week for you guys, a girls' week.
Find a college in Croatia and apply for it, right?
No, but then she has to.
No,
like,
you
pay
apply
fees.
For it. No, but you just apply for it. Like, let's say you're going to go study in Croatia, right? And then on your visa thing,
application,
say I've applied to go to college in Croatia and I've got an interview.
But don't I need like an acceptance?
Yeah. No,
stuff?
She needs an interview.
Just have an email. Email. You just have an email saying that you know your application, we've seen it, and we'll get back to you. So like you can just show.
Failing that, marry a Croatian, then get divorced after the holiday.
Yeah.
There we go.
Any Croatian men ready to get married?
Virgin Radio. Hit me with the free. Money. Yeah. The Chris Faye shows. $10K pop quiz.
Pop
on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Ow!
Anam, you got through. Congratulations!
Woo!
Yay! I'm sorry forever. Good morning, guys.
I love it. She's been trapped forever. She finally got through. Good morning. How's your wet Tuesday looking?
Ooh, it was very slippery on the roads, but I made it out alive.
Good.
I'm here at work.
You got to work early. I mean, it's 10 past 7. Where are you working at?
I work in retail, so okay. I have the morning shift this morning, but I decided to leave extra early just to, you know, be careful of the roads and
good on you.
With traffic, but it was very smooth.
Yeah, I think because a lot of the schools decide to go offline, you know, online.
I think that's a great decision by the UAE government to do so, because I think if you had everyone going to school right now, the roads would probably be a mess. So good decision, safer for our children as well. I think I feel safe knowing that the kids are just at home. So I think it's going to be today and tomorrow for most likes. You have a great voice, Anam. I like it. You got that.
Thank you.
If you work in, you said you work in retail. I buy something from you
now.
Yeah, I'm buying whatever you're selling. I'm buying.
Can you say where you work?
I work for Apple.
Apple. Oh.
Everyone, go say hi to Anam at Apple.
Mall of Emirates.
I've met you before, Brady, at the store.
Oh, amazing!
Hey, listen. Yeah. I've given Apple about 100,000 dirhams in the last 12 months. I'm not even, but I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, because you bought the...
I bought all these iPhones for the kids.
I bought the Vision Pro.
I get the Apple... I think I'm about 3,000 dirhams just in Apple Care.
Yeah, but it's very useful, Apple Care.
That's very useful.
Yeah, but I haven't broken any. Sometimes I want to break it just so I can use it.
No.
I've never used my Apple Care.
No, then you're lucky. You'll have it when you need it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, she's so good enough. All right, listen. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours. This is what we want. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You can win 10,000 dirhams. All you got to do, if you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to the ones that you get incorrect, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Anam playing for 10K. Big shout out to Rack Bank making it happen. Here we go. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Who plays the role of Indiana Jones in the 2023 movie?
Pass.
Who sings the songs As It Was and Golden?
Harry Styles.
What is the smallest country in the world by area?
Pass.
What singer released the albums Lemonade and Cowboy Carter? Buzz Lightyear is a character from which kids' movie series?
Toy Story.
What is the capital of Northern Ireland?
Dublin.
How many kids does Ed Sheeran have?
Zero.
In the kids' cartoon Tom and Jerry, what type of animal is Tom?
Cat.
What singer starred in the movies Home, Battleship, and Oceans?
Eight.
Tom Hanks.
Who was Miley Cyrus married to last? Who was she married to last?
Liam Hemsworth.
All right. Who plays the role of Indiana Jones?
Pass.
I gave you that last one. Even though you changed the name, I kept it at Liam because that was the right answer. 400 dirhams cash, all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy I made it on. So thank you so much.
You're so cool. Thank you so much as well. Harrison Ford played Indiana Jones. The Vatican City is the smallest country in the world by an area. Beyonce is Lemonade and Cowboy Carter. Belfast is Northern Ireland's capital. Ed Sheeran has two kids. All right. And Rihanna starred in the movies Home, Battleship and Ocean's 8. That would have got you more cash. But listen, you're a superstar. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, okay?
Thank you. No worries. All right. So happy. Thank you, guys.
We'll see you at the Apple Store soon.
Yeah, see you. Bye.
You get a staff discount? Can I use your staff discount card?
Oh,
I wish. Okay. I wish.
Chris is good friends with Steve Wozniak, so you can ask him.
Yeah, I'll go Wozzy. Hey, Wozzy.
You don't need a staff discount, Chris.
Yeah. No, you guys charge me double. They're like, he's coming in.
Come on.
Jack him up. We'll do the pop quiz again at 8:10. So, you know, I bought those. We're talking about Apple, right?
Yeah.
I bought those and I brought them into the studio, those Apple Vision Pro goggles, right?
Have you still been using them?
I haven't.
I knew it.
And Brianna said to me when I bought these things, she's like, you're going to buy them and you're not going to use them. And I said, you know what? I am going to use them.
You say that about everything.
But they're so, like, technology-wise, it's so cool.
Yeah, but you're not using them.
It's next level.
So you can, like, basically lie down on your back and just watch.
Yeah, but the only downfall of it, one of the downfalls that I realized using this thing is Brianna, like, if she's in bed and I'm next to her and the lights are off, you can't use it.
Oh, yeah.
You need to have a little bit of light or it doesn't detect what's going on, which is a bit weird.
Okay, I'm sure they'll work that out for the next.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So, like, it's going to be, I'm sure with technology, but these Apple Vision Pros, like, they are next level. If you guys haven't seen them, they're those goggles that Apple created. You can watch stuff. You can watch videos. You feel like you're in the room with the person. So, FaceTiming, which obviously we don't do FaceTiming here, right?
No.
Why? It's blocked, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why we block FaceTime?
No idea.
I'm just trying to work out.
Same like WhatsApp calls and
okay,
video calls.
Okay, all right, okay. So, but you FaceTime someone wearing these goggles who has the goggles as well, it's like you're in the same room.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's why I think technology and where it's going to go over the years is going to be pretty unreal.
It won't be long till we're photoshopping people in the goggles.
What?
Like, you know, you look at me, make me look like Brad Pitt or whatever.
All right, yeah, sorry, I didn't know where that was, trying to work that one out. Nope. No, so what's going to happen, though, I believe there'll be a time where we'll be doing this radio show, right?
Mm.
And most of the people that listen to the show, we have some type of goggles on. I'm not saying they're going to be Apple, but I'm saying there's going to be development in technology where we're all going to be wearing these goggles, like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Mm. And you guys that listen to this show will feel like you're in the studio with us every day.
What an interesting thought.
And you'll be able to walk around this studio. You'll be able to look under the desk to see Rossi's, what he's wearing on his shoes. You'll be able to do all that. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
Wow.
And I think it's going to happen in the next, like, 6 years.
6 years? That's
we'll need to get on it
time.
Right now, don't we?
6 years. We're going to have it. You guys are going to be driving to work. Your cars are going to be electric. It's going to be driving itself to work.
Yeah.
You're going to just have these goggles on. You're going to sit in the car. You're still going to listen to radio because people think, oh, would you be watching movies? Well, you could. Or you could watch us in the studio and we'd have to change the show up a little bit, make it a little bit more like
visual. Yeah.
Do you know?
Like a TV show.
Yeah, I think that's the future.
It's like the Jetsons.
I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
That's crazy.
We'll anyway. Have to get dressed for work. Oh, no.
Yeah, put a shirt on, Ross. Can you put a shirt on?
Gosh.
Hey, listen, I've got Ariana Grande's latest single coming up next. And we're going to try something new with all the schools, or most of the schools across the UAE. They're currently working from home.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do our own school from home where you can join us.
Okay. Yeah, Chris's class.
So similar to what we just said, you could be in the studio. We're going to send you a Zoom link. You're going to join my classroom. Chris's class joins us and you next. We're doing something we haven't done before. Chris's class. Yeah. Everybody, order, come into the classroom. Everyone, are you there?
Well, no, you have to tell everyone how to get into the classroom.
Are you here, Nala? Hi. Yes. Nala's here. Hi, pretty,
present.
Are you here?
I'm present.
All right. Yep. Jenny's here. Busma's here as well.
I'm here at the back.
I'm surprised Rossi's here. Do you want to join our class? Do you want to come into the classroom literally right now? Get on our Zoom link. Okay, it is on our Instagram stories. Go to Chris Fade Show on Instagram stories. So go to Chris Fade Show on Instagram. Click on the stories. You'll see a link. Click on it. Is it Zoom link?
Yeah.
Well, Zoom's always the easiest.
It's just so easy. They really came into themselves during COVID, honestly.
No, I mean, but it is. Like, I love Teams and all that, but it always takes you a little bit longer to get into it, I feel.
What happened to Skype? You missed an opportunity.
Oh, they missed it so big. But go and join our Zoom link right now, because we're in class. And we're going to go. You're going to join out the Chris's classroom.
Oh, look, someone's in already.
Hello, everyone. Oh, they're joining us now. Hi everyone. Nitty. So go to Instagram. All right. Click on the stories. You'll see a little Zoom link. You'll press the Zoom link. And then you can be in our classroom. I may even ask you to speak.
Oh, wow. Oh. Class participation.
You can see us in this. You'll be able to see me. Is everyone in the class only seeing me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in the background as well.
Oh, Ross
I'm his assistant. I'm his teaching assistant.
Yeah, Ross is my assistant here, guys.
Got my glasses on.
So we're going to learn. We're going to learn today. Most schools across the UAE, the reason why we're doing this, are working from home. It is online schooling. Shout out to the teachers having to put that together again, because that would be weird.
Yeah.
You feel like you're back in COVID days. Let's see who's in class.
Say hello. Did the registration, Chris.
Nitty's here. Hello, Nitty. Philip David's here. Hello, Philip. Quen's here. Hello, Quen. So more of you are joining the classroom. Join the class.
Now, Mr. Fade, I have a question.
Yeah, Zaina's here. Hello, Zaina. Just joined the classroom. Hello, Zaina.
Mr. Fade.
Yes.
I would like to know what today's lesson is about.
Don't ask me questions. You're here just to participate and observe, okay?
Look at all the people in the cars. Oh, hi, guys.
I can see you guys in the cars.
I want to know what the lesson is.
You'll find out when I'm ready, okay? I'm the teacher, you're the student.
This teacher's a bit...
Let's say hello
moody.
To...
Yep.
Philip, let's see. Philip, let's turn Philip on so we can see Philip. Philip's driving right now. Hi, Philip, how are you? I can see you, Philip.
Unmute yourself, Philip!
You have to unmute yourself. Oh, there we go.
Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. Yes, thank you. Thank you. You called me Professor. That's right.
It's Philip. A bit much.
Thank you. Where are you driving to, Philip?
I'm headed to work. I'm headed to a health facility.
Okay. Well, you look healthy.
Yeah.
Are we recording all this, Ross?
We are recording all this, Chris.
This is great.
I'm your teaching assistant.
Ross is my teaching assistant.
This is so weird.
Look at me now, teachers who didn't think it ever amount to anything.
That's right. That's right. Okay. You take it easy there, Philip. You keep driving. Be safe. Who else we got there? Let's.
Who would you like to talk to?
Is everyone on?
Everyone's being too shy to put the videos
on.
Go to Kim.
Let's see what Kim's doing these days. Kim, are you in class? Kim, are you there? Kim?
Okay, I've asked her to unmute. Won't be a minute. Sorry about this. Hi, Kim.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You got to say good morning, Professor Chris.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning, Professor Chris.
Thank you. Good morning, Kim. Tell me, where are you right now?
Well, I'm driving myself to work.
Okay, what do you do for work?
I'm in customer service and facilities management.
All right. Well, thanks for joining the class, Kim. We appreciate it. This is pretty surreal. I can see you guys. I can actually see you guys listening to us. This is the first time I've done this.
That's nice.
Yeah. All right. Order, guys. Thank you so much.
Why do you say order?
Order. That's what you do in
class. It's not a courtroom.
That's what I do in class. Look at everyone. Everyone's watching. This is great. I see you guys. Drive safely, okay? Drive safely.
Hi, Betty.
All right, back to the seriousness of a classroom. Here we go, guys. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Fade, Chris.
Professor Fade.
Hold on, unmute everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Yeah, there we go. I want to hear everyone say good morning. So I'm going to unmute everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
And everybody.
We may be here forever.
Someone just left the car. He's left us on in the car. He's gone. Come back to class.
Bahitia, where have you gone?
All right, unmute everybody, and everyone will have to say good morning at the same time.
Unmute everyone.
Yep. Could you do that?
No, it's a long process.
Ask all to unmute him. It's going to be very noisy.
That's all right. My teacher's assistant, Rossi, here is trying to help me out. Okay. All right, guys. When I say good morning to everybody, I expect everyone to say good morning, sir. Good morning, Sir Chris. That's what I'd like. Good morning, Sir Chris. That's how I run my classroom. So here we go. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
Sunshine.
This is terrible.
All right. I love you guys.
This is so bad.
It's so good. Okay. So welcome to class. Now we get into the actual education part of the show.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you...
Stop it, Rossi.
Rossi, my teaching assistant is putting me off.
You keep interrupting him.
Sorry.
We're going to be today's class is an educational class, and we're going to learn about two men. It's a bit of a story. It's a bit of a lullaby. It's a bit of a story time.
Yeah.
Somewhat. I want you guys to begin the classroom in a different way. We talk about economics. We talk about science. But today I want to talk about an actual story of two individuals. Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
And there's a little bit of education in this. So my students, again, thank you to everyone for joining us here in the classroom today.
Yes, Mr. Chris.
Thank you very much. All right, I've got some music. Today's story is about two men.
Just hurry up, would you?
One named Christopher.
Uh-huh.
And one named Omaru Tupac Shakur.
Tupac and Shakur.
Tupac and Biggie. This is the story of Tupac and Biggie.
Is this suitable? Right.
Yes, it's...
Some California Love lullaby version here.
Please be quiet, student pretty.
She's very chatty.
Once upon a time in a bustling city, there were two friends named Tupac and Christopher. They lived in different neighborhoods, but shared a passion for music and storytelling. And here I am, your professor today, to give you all the news in every single way. Tupac loved to rap about the struggles and realities of life, while Christopher, also known as Biggie, had a smooth flow and rhymes that captivated everyone who listened. Now, Tupac had a fiery spirit, and I want you in class today to remember that fiery spirit will take you places, okay?
Yeah.
He used music to speak out about injustice, inequality, spreading messages, whilst Biggie, on the other hand, found solace in music, using his talents to rise above the hardships and the upbringing.
Sir, who was the better rapper, sir?
No questions at this point, thanks. You're my assistant. You're not meant to just... Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Not long after, Biggie himself fell victim to the same fate because Tupac was shot in a car in Las Vegas.
Sad.
Biggie was leaving his legacy behind as well. Both of the rappers died. In the end, their story serves as a reminder of the power of friendship and consequences. And don't ever let anything get in the way of a good friendship, okay, guys? And especially a woman. Don't let women get in front of a relationship. And don't let men get between two friendly women.
What?
And that's your lesson for today.
This is so weird.
Just a quick update. Lots of people seem to have left the classroom. Well, they didn't ask permission.
No, Philip's still there. Put Philip on. Philippe's still there, yep.
Thank you, sir. What did you think about Chris's class?
It was very informational.
Yep.
It's the first time I listened to the news in English was when those events transcended years ago. So very interesting to hear it retold.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you, Philip. We appreciate your time as well. Drive safely. And
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you so much for everyone joining Chris's class here. As you're aware, the rain has meant that the schools aren't in progress right now. They are all online, and we've got Chris's class on today.
Will we do anything tomorrow if the rain continues, sir?
After the success of this segment, I don't know if we will do it again tomorrow.
It's just
Rossi.
A one-off, is it? One-off.
I think it's just a one-off, yeah.
Distance learning, okay.
Yeah. All right, now unmute everybody because they're going to have to say goodbye to Sir.
Okay.
All right.
So guys, how would you like to be addressed again?
Just goodbye, Sir Chris. That's all you have to guys
Sir
say.
Chris,
all right.
Okay.
Classroom. All right, classroom is dismissed. Thank you, team. Thank you, class.
Thank you very much for coming in, guys. I hope you learned something today.
Everyone stop.
Thanks, Sir Chris.
It's the class. Stop helping me, Rossi.
I'm your assistant.
I'm going to do that again, guys, and everyone just say goodbye, Sir Chris. Bye, class.
Goodbye,
Sir Chris.
Guys, not you in the classroom. The classroom that's online listening.
Are we not at the class?
Yeah, but I wanted to hear them.
But what class are we talking about? The online one or this class?
The online class is who I'm talking to.
Then you should have specified.
Yeah, like
get out. You guys leave this classroom.
Virgin update.
Honestly, kids, your detention for Nala, detention for Pretty.
Can we do it together?
Yay!
No, and you go and get soap from the bathroom because I'm going to put soap in your mouths.
That's highly illegal.
That's weird.
I'm suing you.
That's what they did at my school.
We just did lines.
Yep. What do you mean?
What?
We have to write our own lines.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Virgin Radio 104.4 Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
What you got, Pretty Malik?
The Kid Laroi, you know, he's performing at the Coca-Cola Arena on Friday. He's doing a bunch of shows. He was in Dublin this week. And for months, there's been this rumor that the Kid Laroi and Tate McRae are in a relationship. But they have never confirmed it until now. So before Laroi got into a song, he made a reference to his girlfriend who was backstage watching him. Have a listen.
All right, here we go. I'm excited to see the Kid Laroi, by the way.
Yeah.
I really want to see
Friday.
When is he? He's on Friday.
Yeah.
How quick has this show come around?
No.
Okay, this is going to be amazing.
I need everybody in here to sing this as loud as they can. Because my girlfriend's here tonight and I don't want to look lame.
He said the girlfriend word, so they're officially together. I am waiting for the song to come out. Kid Laroi, Tate McRae. I'll take it.
Yeah, that'd be a good song, actually. Yeah, that'd be a great one. All right, Kid Laroi, we look forward to seeing you at the Coca-Cola Arena.
Logan Paul and his fiancée, Nina Agdal, are expecting their first child together. Congratulations to them. They shared a photo on their Instagram to announce the news. They've been dating since 2022, got engaged as well, so well done to them.
I love that. I love Logan Paul. I think he's achieved more than I think most people have before the age of 30. He's only just turning 30.
I think he's a good example of learning from mistakes and turning into a different person.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know, I think he's cool now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I don't. The mistakes that he made, obviously, he made one big one that he owned up to. But apart from that, everything else he's done is pretty epic.
I just think he's matured in such a nice way in the public eye, which I think is very hard for a lot of people who start young to do.
But I think people don't realize, like, the guy's a WWE superstar right now.
And he's good at it as well.
Yeah, I watched him in WrestleMania. Yeah. I'm like, this guy was a YouTuber.
Yeah, exactly. A miner.
Now he's a WWE wrestler. He owns one of the biggest companies in the world when it comes to Prime. You don't understand how much that thing is worth. Like, that is big money. Right? That's crazy. And then you've got his brother on the other end doing boxing, and he's boxing Tyson. Like, you know, these guys, there's still people that have been like, oh, the Paul brothers. Like, guys, wake up. Wake up.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Good on him. Congratulations. New little bubba on the way. Bring another Paul into the life. There we go.
And finally, this is crazy, and I'm sticking with her. Ted Lasso, Hannah Waddingham, she has had enough of the paparazzi. So she was hosting this award show. She goes up to, like, the place where they take the photos, right? She shows up in her dress, and all the photographers are like, Hannah, over here. Well, one of the photographers basically asked her to show a little bit more skin.
Oh, that's weird.
And she lost it. She was on a video, and you can't really hear it through us, but what she said was, you never say that to a man. Don't talk to me like that. Don't say show your leg.
Yeah.
Have some manners. And the guy didn't stop, so she walked off. She's like, I'm done. I'm out of here.
Good on her, though. Good on her.
Like, why would you say that to someone?
That'd be weird. Yes. I find it sexist, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out on Friday.
When you it's
Virgin Radio. Hello, the Chris Fade Show. Welcome back. Last night's defeat, Everton went down 6-0.
Horrible.
6-0, mate.
Not acceptable.
6-0.
Don't know what happened. We've started the game well, but
you don't know what happened. You're Everton. That's what happened.
Ouch.
That's honestly,
Chris, you just got beat by Crystal Palace, mate.
You're
not going to win the league.
It doesn't matter. We're in third.
You're going to be knocked out of Europe.
We're in third position. We're third on the ladder. Where are you? 16th or 17th? With a possibility of being relegated.
We'll be fine.
You can't keep any mean up the streets.
So what have you got for me? Because last time you gave me a coffin.
I want to just give you the coffin again.
You said it's not the coffin.
No, I'll give you something else, though.
Okay.
Here we go. Rossi, a coffin that Muhammad and myself, we made for you. We've given it to you before, but we've dug it up again and we're giving it back to you because it's just getting worse and worse for the Everton Football Club.
Well, you gave me this when we got 10 points deducted, so it says minus 10 on it. But, I mean, we got 4 points back. But we'll be okay. It's fine.
Then you lost another two, didn't you?
These things, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Eight.
Yeah, so
still not correct.
The cheating team, unfortunately, they've been caught. You, guys, cheaters,
will never win. Remember that. And the Everton Football Club,
we're not cheaters.
Have learnt that.
We're trying to do good stuff for the community, create a new stadium, create new jobs.
Rossi, you'll never walk alone on our side. Come with us. Come on. Come on, Ross.
You're not even one of the Liverpool fans. You don't know anything about the club. You don't know anything about the history, nothing.
You know what I know about the Liverpool Football Club?
What's that?
They're in third and you're in 16th.
You're not going to win the league.
On that note, Ross, I spent a lot of time, spent a lot of money, and I wanted to tribute you as a fan and the Everton Football Club.
Wow.
So I've produced my own song for you, Rossi.
What?
And this is a song that I have produced and paid for. I spent hours in the studio. I got one of the best vocalists in the world as well.
Ooh.
Katarina Szyglinka. And here she is.
What?
Singing
is
this song for you, Rossi. Take it away. This is Everton Football Club and Rossi.
In a world of giants, they stand tall. A team that's seen many rise and fall. With every season they give their all. Even when the odds seem so small. Through the highs and lows, the tears and cheers, they've stood by their colours all these years. With Rossi's heart unwavering and true, they keep on fighting.
What is this?
They push on through. Oh, Rossi supports a team, a team called Everton.
I
no
love
matter
it.
What they face, they'll never be forgotten. They wear their badge of pride. They sing their battle cry.
What's the battle cry?
Oh.
AI.
Oh, Rossi supports a team. Everton till they
die. This is amazing.
Welcome. That's his.
That's the best thing
what
you've ever created.
Was that?
That is Katarina Szyglinka. She is a fantastic.
How did you meet her?
We connected. She's a big fan of Dubai Bling. She connected with me. She's a vocalist. I produced the song, and that's for you, Rossi.
Did now, you do that on ChatGPT?
No, it's got nothing to do with AI. Her name is Katarina Szyglinka. And I just want to say that was a tribute for you, Rossi, because you are a big fan. But if you ever want to come to our side, the winning team, the Liverpool, come over. We'll accept you. We'll hug you. We'll embrace you. We'll do everything. But getting defeated last night, 6-0, I mean, I'm sorry, bro. Like,
it's okay. It's okay. We played away from home.
It's humiliating. You know what I mean?
You know.
It's humiliating.
We played away from home. It's fine, you know, and we move on. We've got another game coming up. We'll be fine. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Okay.
We're not going down, and Liverpool aren't going to win the league.
All right. We'll leave it there once again.
In a world of giants, they stand tall.
One more time.
A team that's seen many rise.
This is Katarina Szyglinka.
Her name changes every time.
Yeah, I know. It's just pronunciation.
Even when the odds seem so small. Through the highs and lows.
I really
the
like
tears
it.
And tears. They've stood by their colours all these years. With Rossi's heart unwavering and true, they keep on fighting, they push on through.
There's no hockey.
Rossi supports a team, a team called Everton.
It's gonna go viral on TikTok.
No what they face, they'll never be forgotten. They wear their badge of pride.
Awful.
They sing their battle cry.
They sing their battle cry.
Oh.
One more time, everyone. Rossi!
Oh, Rossi supports a team. Everton.
Thank you, Katarina Szyglinka.
Money quiz. The Chris Faye Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Oh, Adi, you got through. Good morning.
Woo! Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Bring me that energy, Adi. Let me feel that. Come on. Good morning, woo! Adi. There we go. There we go, brother. You give it, you get it. I'm telling you, that's how it works. What do you do, bro?
I'm working as an intern in a FMCG company here.
FMCG. That's my other industry there, guys. It's food.
What's that? Oh, is it?
It's all the food stuff. So, yeah. What do you do? What do you do for them?
I do a bit of trade marketing, so it's a pretty fun job, I would say.
Now you're interning. Do you get paid for that? Do they give you money?
Yeah, I'm getting a small stipend, but it's more about the experience, you know.
Good on you.
Good for you.
So how do you survive? Like, as in, have you, you know, you still got your parents paying stuff, or like, how do you live your life?
Yeah, I live with my family. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. They're looking after you.
That's good.
Respect those parents, people. They do a lot for you.
Mm-hmm.
Artie, we want to give you 10K right now. That'll be a good little bit of money in your pocket right now, right? Well, what would you do with 10,000 dirhams if you took it right now from us?
Oh, well, first thing, probably I'd treat my family for a nice dinner, because, I mean, they've been doing a lot for me, so that's the first thing I'd do. And then the rest, maybe, I don't know, buy them some gifts, buy my sister some gifts. She's off studying right now.
Oh, good on you.
So I'd love to do that.
I love that.
So sweet.
All righty, let's go. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to the ones that you get wrong. It's all happening with Rack Bank. Here we go, the Chris Fate Show's 10K pop quiz. We usually only play this at 7:10. Nope, not this week.
Mm-hmm.
7:10, 8:10, and 9:10. Good luck, Artie. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. What boy band sings the songs Dynamite and Butter?
Pass.
What rapper has children named Haley, Stevie, and Elena?
Pat.
Which Disney film does the song The Bare Necessities come from? The Jungle?
The Jungle Book.
Well, what was Olivia Rodrigo's debut single?
Pat.
What sport would you associate the term Muhammad Ali?
Boxing.
In which U.S. state is Las Vegas located in?
Nevada.
What female singer has a son named Riot Rose?
Pass.
Which email service came first, AOL or Gmail?
AOL.
Wiz, Jazeera, and Fly Dubai are all types of?
Flights.
I'll give you that last one. It's airlines, but I'll give it to you. He needs the cash. 500 dirhams cash is all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you. Woo, let's go, 500.
Yeah. I love that, mate. I love it. BTS sing Dynamite and Butter. Haley, Stevie, and Elena is Eminem. Driver's License is Olivia Rodrigo's first ever single.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna's got the son named Riot Rose.
That's all we got to.
You would have got more cash for 500 dirhams with Rack Bank, Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Congratulations.
Woo!
Well done. Well done. All right, brother. God bless. Thanks for playing. All right, my man. Listen, guys, that is not your only chance today. As I said, we do it again. We do it again at 9:10 this morning.
Exactly.
I mean, do I take that as a compliment, what you just said to me, Rossi?
I don't know.
Should I not?
Well, I said, have you Botoxed your face?
Yeah, and I said, I'm just fat.
No.
Literally, that was our conversation.
Your lip is not moving. It's like Gwen Stefani's lip.
What are you talking about? My lip's not moving.
Like when you were talking on the cat.
That wouldn't even be Botox. That would be like a filler. I put a filler in my lip.
Ah, is it a filler, is it?
No, I haven't got fillers in my lips. I have no lips.
If he had fillers in those lips, then you better be going back to the doctor.
Have you been tanning, or is it like fake tan?
Because, it's real tan. I've been in the sun. I've got a pool now at home. I've just been tanning at home.
Your cheeks now, like whenever you get a tan, they look like two Maltesers.
You want some? Come and touch them.
No, I don't.
Look at these cheeks.
I don't want to touch it.
Oh, who wants these cheeks?
Cruz is going to have those.
I don't want to touch it.
Cruz is going
to
have
those. You can touch my cheeks. Anyone want to touch my cheeks? Come to the studio. No problem.
No.
Which cheek?
When I was a youngster, when I was a kid,
man,
I keep telling my kids that I got to stop going, when I was growing up, when I was your age, because I think if I say that,
they get irritated.
I lose them in a conversation.
Yeah.
My girls, 14 and 12, going on 21 and 19.
Yep.
They have, and so many parents would tell me this before, but you just go, oh, yeah, cool. Rossi, I'll say it to you.
Mm.
You're going to have to fight for their attention at
Like, right now, your kids go everywhere that you go, right?
Yeah.
Your daughters.
They want to spend time with me all the time.
Yeah, that's going to change.
Oh, no.
They're going to have their own friends, their own people, their own things to do.
They don't want
to
be with you.
You're going to be a chore. You're going to be like, ugh.
Really?
Got to be with dad.
And I got a great relationship with my girls. Like, I'm lucky, you know.
You guys are like best friends.
BFFs, right? But it's getting more and more to the point where, like, now they've got their own lives. And I got to respect that. They've got their own friends. They go and do their own thing. They want to be able to hang out with their friends on the weekends. I get that. But then I got thinking over the weekend about how different life was growing up for us.
Oh, yeah.
Versus growing up for them.
Is there something in specific that kind of sparked that?
Definitely something specific. And, you know, and it sort of freaked me out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right.
Sort of freaked me out. They went out, one of them went out to a party over the weekend.
Okay.
Oof. And that's just a new thing that they're doing. They're going out to parties on weekends, right?
Which is,
Like house parties.
Yeah. Now,
I was going to house parties at the age of 14, 15. I was doing that, right? So
yeah.
I didn't want to be like, you can't go to a house party.
That's what we did.
It's what we did. You hung out with friends.
Yeah, what you're doing is probably the best way. You're like, you've got an honest relationship with them. So I feel like they're not hiding as much from you, you know?
Yeah, well, I thought, but yeah. I think it still happens that they do hide stuff from me. And I've got to just, again, I did the same thing to my parents. So I've got to understand.
Mm.
Now, I told her, take your mobile phone.
Yeah.
Have it on you. Now, I've got the mobile phone. I've got it tracked as well, as in I can see her location at all times.
That's fine.
And that gives me a sense of like, now when she got to the party, I say, send your location. She sends a location. She knows what she's doing, right?
That's good though. I think that's really responsible.
Throughout the night, I check in with her.
Of course.
Da, 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 this and that, whatever, whatever. I've always got a little bit of a tap on her. Now, saying that, we had an argument because she put a phone in her friend's bag. She didn't take a handbag.
Uh-oh.
Couldn't hold the phone. Put her phone in her friend's handbag. I messaged, and I only messaged once throughout the night. I'm not going to be like annoying.
Constant.
But my message was like, all good, ? No response for an hour.
Ooh, what went through your head?
I got worried. I called her up, no answer. Called her up again, no answer. Called her up again, her friend answered the phone.
Frantic.
Hey, I've got her phone. She's left it in the bag. She's not at the party now. She's on the way home, but she's forgotten it with me. I instantly like, what are they up to?
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? Like, why isn't she speaking on the phone?
Yeah. How did she get home?
Uber.
Okay.
Uber with a friend of hers. So I then eventually get in contact with the friend that she's with on the way home.
Gosh.
Talk to her. And she's like, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry. I forgot my phone in the bag. And then like I was frustrated, okay? Now, this is what got me thinking about us growing up.
Okay.
Our parents would just send us off. And they had no phones.
That's so true.
It's just like they let us go.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
You could have communicated with your kid.
It's so true.
How did we survive this world?
Like, I just remember going out with my friends like a summer day. I would literally leave after breakfast.
That's it.
And we'd just be out in the neighborhood, bikes, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And we'd come home whenever we feel like they would have no idea how to know how long it's going to be.
I know, that's what I mean. Like,
that's so true.
I remember being 15 and just leaving and getting on a bus and catching trains into the city and hanging out and coming home. And as long as you got home not too late, occasionally you may have to go to a payphone and put some coins in and call home and like, I'm going to be home at 6 o'clock tonight.
True.
But I am so grateful for technology.
Wow.
That we can keep tabs on our kids.
That's so true, man.
But doesn't that freak you out? Does this resonate with anyone right now? Give me a call. 04-871-5544. Did you just go and leave the house and come back whenever you wanted?
That's crazy.
Did our parents worry about us?
I'm sure
like,
they...
did we not come home sometimes? Like, I'm just trying to think of my parents now, me going out.
Yeah.
And then that's it. They have to wait for me to come home.
I remember when I got my first job to work abroad, didn't have a phone or anything like that. Got to Corfu, didn't call my mum and dad for 6 weeks.
Oh, you're... That's
terrible.
Are you serious?
Yeah. 6 weeks I didn't call them. How bad is that?
They
had to call up the bar and say, have you got a big British lad working there?
Why wouldn't you call them for
so
6 weeks? That's
horrible. I don't
know.
So irresponsible, you know?
So bad.
That's so
bad. I would never, ever do that.
So... when you, but that, isn't that crazy? You left abroad. There's no social media.
Yeah.
They're not tracking you on Facebook or MySpace or Instagram or whatever we had.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no phones to call. There's no WhatsApps. There's none of that. Now, today, we have all the means of communicating with each other. And I think for many of us expats that live here in the UAE, that's made it easy for us or easier for us to live abroad because we have the ability of my dad sent me 3 photos already today.
I've
sent him a couple. I've sent him videos of what's going on. And we've had voice note chats. And so it allows you to do that.
Yeah, but I think about it in the sense that I guess our parents never had that same technology, so it wasn't anything different. But for you, because you've almost lived like 2 different lives.
Right. Yep.
You know, the one without the technology and with the technology, which I think that's why it's so different.
And the one today.
I think that's why our parents probably didn't worry as much. I don't know.
Nicoletta's WhatsApp said, "Oh my gosh, I just literally had the same chat with a friend yesterday. Imagine trying to explain today to yourself to a kid 30 years ago what we did.
Crazy.
Like what are some things that we had to do 20 years ago that today would be laughable? Like, are you guys serious? 0487155444. Things that we did 20 years ago versus today, trying to tell your kids what you had to do, that they would be like, are you serious? 0487155444.
I'll give you an example of what I used to do. Tape the radio. To have all the songs, so I wanted the songs. So you tape the radio, and when the DJ started talking, you'd pause it, and then unpause it,
and then you get all the songs from the radio.
Exactly.
So street directory. Explaining to my kids, and I really did explain this not long ago.
A to Z.
We had a book, a street directory that you had to open up and go like 8M, find the street on the map, and then have to navigate through pages.
Yeah.
That is crazy. We'll take more of your calls coming up. 0487155444. Things that you used to do back in the day, trying to explain that to the generation today would blow their mind. Carla, are you complaining or you just want to say something? Carla, what's up?
I just want to say that people are driving with their hazards on, and it's so frustrating.
Yeah, I know. For the 16 years I've been on radio here, I think I've said it every year, that especially in the bad weather like today, do not drive with your hazard lights on. Yet, I don't know where people learn that. I don't know where they learn it.
It's because you don't know whether it's a genuine hazard or whether they're just driving with them on.
Yeah, I know. It's just, is it something done in other... Do they do it in the UK? Do they drive with their hazard lights on?
Never, only when you stop.
What about in America? Do
only
they drive
when you stop.
In India?
I don't even think they use indicators. Or some of them don't even have side mirrors, so I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, no, okay. No, you're right, though. It's interesting. But yeah, in this type of weather, your lights are the only thing required. You do not need to have your hazard lights flashing, because what happens, if you've got 50 cars in front of you and they're all flashing and it's raining, it really puts your vision off. Carla, is that what you feel like? It just looks weird, right?
It just looks weird. I just don't know whether it's a genuine, like, hazard or whether they're just driving. So you're kind of trying to guess what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you right now?
I'm just on Hesser Street, which is amazing right now.
Oh,
no traffic. No traffic on Hesser?
No, there's always a little bit.
There's a lot of traffic, yeah.
Is it where you go into Al-Kail Road? Is that where the problem usually is?
I'm just driving over. Yeah, I've just gone past Al-Kail Road now.
Okay.
All right, well, listen, drive safe. All right, drive safe. Savio, where are you?
I'm at actually E311, and I had to pull my car on the side because it got super intense. I mean, I'm a little scared, to be honest. It was really, really scary.
I'm glad that when you get scared, you call us.
Who are you going to call?
We're your comfort. Well, that's smart that you pulled over somewhere safe, though, right?
Yeah, I've been pulled over for over, like, 10 minutes now.
So was it the rain and the wind? It was like full on thunderstorming, was it?
Full on thunderstorm.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone just take it easy.
I'm looking outside our studio window. We can see Media City, the Burj Al Arab in the background. Yeah, the wind has definitely picked up.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because the view that we're seeing right now at 8:47 in the morning is the same view that we see at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
the darkness.
So dark,
do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot of traffic around where you're at right now, Savio?
The trucks have pulled off on the side, and there was a short period where the wind was really intense, where even the sedans were pulled up on the side.
All right, well, take it easy. Everyone just drive safe, please. I know the weather's weird right now, so just take it easy. It's going to be like this for today. Krishna, you are driving right now, are you?
Yes, that's right, from Dubai to Abu Dhabi.
Oh my gosh, how is that Dubai Abu Dhabi run going right now?
It's absolutely insane. Visibility has dropped to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's just pulled over on the side of the road. Everyone's taking it super slow and super safe.
Okay, all right, yeah. I mean, the rain between the Emirates right now is very, very heavy. I'm glad you guys are all pulled over in a safe area, right?
Yes, we all are. Each and every single one of us, we're all pulled over on the side.
All right, okay. Well, I'm glad you've done that, Krishna. Be safe. Did you have to go to Abu Dhabi? Like, did you have to go to work today?
Unfortunately, yes, because the kind of job I have, it involves a lot of startups and accelerators, angel investors, and everyone sort of come together today. There's literally like 20 companies that have flown out from all across the world.
Oh,
gosh.
You know, all these people from around the world have come in late. They're going, we're going to have beautiful weather. We're going to go to the beach. The weather right now in the UAE is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Now they're like, they're stuck in a thunderstorm. Krishna, be safe. Guys, if you are on those roads, especially between the Emirates, be it Sharjah, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are, please take it slow on those roads. Keep your lights on. You do not need your hazard lights on. If you do pull over on the side of the road, please make sure you're in a safe area.
Yeah.
A lot of accidents happen when you are pulled over, so please take it easy. We've got this weather till tomorrow.
Yes.
All right, so stay home if you possibly can. Teddy Swims, Ironic Swims. It's Lose Control on Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Here it comes.
Sing it, Kristen.
Yeah!
Sing it about the rain. Swims.
Yeah.
Let's go, come on. Oh.
It's wet right now. The roads are all slippery. You trying to drive to work, but you're freaking your mind cause you don't want an accident. I lose control on the roads when I'm driving.
Drive safe.
I'm losing control of this weather that you can't. Oh, wait a minute. Stop riding on my back.
Okay.
You driving too fast.
Driving too fast.
I don't care how many digits you have on that license plate.
Control. Just stop now, please.
When I'm driving, you see.
Yeah. When he's driving.
When the weather is wet right here in the UAE.
Okay,
now
please stop. I got it.
Hit me with a free.
Money, quiz. The Chris Fate Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop on Virgin Radio.
Oh.
Rack Bank, let's get it.
Rack Bank, we're ready to do these 10,000 dirhams cash. We're giving it away right now. Can you believe what we're doing? It must be the storm. It's driving everybody crazy. The bosses are like, you know what? Do the pop quiz. Not just at 7:10, do it at 8:10 and at 9:10. And if I kept this radio show on time, it would be on, but I can't. I try. It's 9:13, but Sherwin, you just got through. Good morning!
Good morning! Have a good morning, Dubai.
Good morning to you, Sherwin. What's up, brother? Where you at?
I in Dubai Production City, and it's raining hard.
Yeah, it's raining hard everywhere, man. Guys, it's crazy how crazy it is.
So crazy.
Remember back in the day when Dubai and UAE wasn't used to get the rain?
Yeah.
Now we get it all the time. It's great. I don't mind it. I don't mind this every so often, as long as everyone's safe.
Exactly.
Sherwin, what do you do there in Production City? What type of work?
So basically, I'm a financial advisor. I'm a life insurance agent.
Ah.
So I protect lives with life insurance, critical illness, and disability.
Hey, man, I need to get some life insurance. I don't have that yet.
Everyone should everyone should consider it.
How much it costs? How much is like an average life? Like if I want to be insured for, I don't know, $5 million, how much am I paying?
No, it depends actually on your age. But maybe $5 million is not enough for you, Chris.
How much do you think I'm insured?
You are a Chennai client. You are a high net worth client.
Hey, I've been on that Dubai Bling show, of course.
Client.
Wow.
Wow.
No, but honestly, what's an average life insurance cost? Like, am I paying 10,000 dirhams a year for the insurance? Am I paying 30,000? Like, I don't even know that.
No, they can insure from 1,000 dirhams per year till up to maximum of, actually, you can get $100,000 to up to $20 million protection coverage for your family.
Yeah, but how much on your health as well, but I pay 1,000 dirhams a month.
Oh, you got it, do you?
Yeah, Liz made me get it. I don't know if she wants to pop me off.
Maybe it's not enough for you, Rossi. You are a big man.
Thank you, mate.
Nah, he's got enough. That's enough for him. Yeah, Brianna, the same thing. Brianna keeps telling me, get the life insurance. I'm always like, all right, babe, relax. Okay, give me a second.
You two are crazy.
Hey, let's get this going. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show's 10,000 dirham pop quiz with Rack Bank. Sherwin, your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Who sings the songs In My Blood and Mercy?
I'll pass.
Which TV series did Jennifer Aniston star as Rachel?
Sorry.
True or false? Kylie Jenner is older than Kendall Jenner.
Say false.
Just say false.
False.
Bloodlines was a hit by T.I. Pharrell and who?
Pass.
What country did David Beckham finish the 2018 movie Spider-Man Into the Spider?
Galaxy Web.
How were Chicago Kardashian and True Thompson related? Are they cousins or mum and dad?
Mum and dad.
No, say cousins, dude.
Cousins.
Name Justin Timberlake's wife.
Britney Spears.
No.
What is it?
Hard.
You live it in 1999? It's 200 dirhams. It's all yours, man. I couldn't get you any more.
Thank you. At least I get the experience to be with the Chris Fade Show.
My man, love you.
I'm fun since 2008. Yeah.
Oh, bro, thanks for listening since 2008, man. We appreciate that. Shawn Mendes, In My Blood and Mercy. Friends is what Rachel's on. You would have known that one. Robin Thicke teamed up with T.I. and Pharrell. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And Jessica Biel is Justin Timberlake's wife. That would have got you more of the cash, all right? But listen, 200 dirhams. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for the positivity as well, my man.
Thank you, guys. Be insured and be safe. Yeah.
All right. I like it. Be insured. But this guy's selling us.
I like it.
I like it as well. That is it for us. Man, I'm glad we made it in.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we could make it in at this time tomorrow. Everybody, you guys have got four-wheel drives, right? You've got big cars. Bring in the big cars tomorrow. Guys, if you can stay at home, stay at home. I mean, talk to work. You shouldn't be at work right now anyway. But we'll be back tomorrow. Zara Larsson joining us live from L.A. for a big performance that she's going to be doing here at Global Village. Mm-hmm. We'll have her on the show as well. We've got an experiment that we've got running. There's a lot happening. But have a great Tuesday. Eddie is up next. He's made it in from Sharjah, thankfully.
Yeah, crazy, yeah.
All right, from myself, Chris Fade, and the team, we'll keep you updated here with the weather on Virgin Radio. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.